Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Our speakers tonight are two women that were children, young. They were young people at the time of the bombing. And Junko Kayashige, who's going to speak first, was 6 years old at the time of the bombing, and she lived only 1.3 kilometers from the epicenter of the bomb. She said, and I just want to give you a little taste of her perspective, there is not much time left for us Hibakusha. And Hibakusha, the word Hibakusha, means survivor of an atomic bomb. But she said, there's not much time left for us Hibakusha. We must find ways to not create even one more Hibakusha. And like many Hibakusha of Hiroshima, she's made that her mission. And I think it's a noble mission to go out and speak about what happened to her in an effort to prevent it from happening to anyone else. Our second speaker was 14 years old at the time the bomb was dropped. Her name is Miyako Yano, and here's something that she had to say. I believe that the A-bombs, the atomic bombs, were dropped not on Hiroshima and Nagasaki alone, but on the entire humanity. We have no choice but to abolish nuclear weapons. And I believe that's correct. We have no choice in terms of legality, in terms of morality, in terms of security, in terms of our compassion and our commitment to the future.
私の名前は茅重純子と申します。
My name is 純子林重。
その当時6歳でした。
I was 6 years old when the A bomb was dropped.
今ほとんどのいろんな現状を話していただきましたので、私自身の被爆体験を話したいと思います。
Since David talked about what is going on with regard to Hibakusha and what happened, you know, at the time, and he talked about the situation with regard to the Hibakusha, so I would like to talk about myself, about what happened to me.
で、後ろの方に私の被爆体験の大変短いのが、ありますので、そのプリントを持って帰っていただいて読んでいただきたいと思います。
At the back of this room, we have copies of the summary of my experiences on that day. So I would love you to bring back copies to home.
で、その文章に沿うところも多いんですが、その他のところも話したいと思います。
In my presentation, I might repeat what is written in that summary, but I will add something else as well.
で、そこに地図があります。
Here's a map.
上の方に白い文字でマイホームと書いてありますが、それが 1.3 キロです。
And, above the center, there is, what is written, my home in white letters. That was my home, and that was 1.3 kilometers away from the epicenter.
この写真は、その当時の1945年の6月頃ではなかったかと思いますが、その時の全家族の写真です。
And this picture, I think, was taken in around June of 1945. This picture shows all the members of my family.
で、この写真で分かるように、笑った顔とかいうのはなくて、大変硬い顔をして写真に撮っています。
And as you can see in this picture, nobody's really smiling or laughing.Everybody is looking quite serious.
で、この写真は、兄というのは向こうから二人目の兄、男性が一人であと全部女ですけれども、その兄が 兵隊に行かなければいけないということになって、その当時日本では兵隊に行くということはほとんどが死ぬるということになっていました。
In this picture, I have my brother. My brother is the second man from the right, from your position. And this picture was taken when my brother was drafted. At that time in Japan, being drafted or joining the army meant that you're going to the battlefield to die.
それで最後の写真になるだろうということで、父の一番下の一番末の弟、おじがこの写真を撮ってくれました。
So it was our understanding that this picture was going to be the very last picture of my brother. And my father's smaller brother, who was my uncle, took this picture for us.
で、そのおじの一家も全滅するんですけれど、そのおじは、
All of my, the family of my uncle was going to die, all of them, all members of his family.
大変素敵なおじで、写真を撮ったり、山登りをしたり、スキーに行ったり、歌を歌ったり、すごく素敵なおじでした。
He was a very, very kind, nice, sweet uncle. He would take pictures of us, he would go hiking, he would go skiing.And he was a very, very sweet man singing.
この写真も家にある現像機で自分が写真にしてくれたものです。
And my uncle, who took this picture, developed this picture himself at home for us.
で、この写真は田舎の方に疎開をさせていて残りました。
This picture survived the atomic bomb because we brought this picture with us when we had to evacuate the city.
けれど、兄の最後の写真になったわけじゃなくて、原爆で死んだ二人の姉の最後の写真にもなりました。
But this did not become the last picture of my brother. Actually, it became the very, very last picture of my two sisters.Who died on that day.
で、下のこちらの方の写真、姉ですけれど、この姉は家の氷を買いに行って、その8月6日に氷を買いに行っていて、そしてどこで死んだか分かりません。
One of the pictures, the lower left picture is my sister's picture, you know, one of the sisters who died. She was out, she was running an errand for the family. She was actually out trying to buy ice for us. And we don't know where she died.
そして上の向こうにいる姉。向こうの写真の
right picture?The oldest person in that picture, that's my another sister.
これが広島市の地図ですけれど、この広島市が爆弾が落ちたら南と北に火事が、広島市全部が火事にならないように広い100メートルの防火帯を作るために多くの中学生、女学生が動員されて、そこで働いていました。
And this is the map of Hiroshima. And in Hiroshima, a lot of students, and, junior high school students, were working in an effort to build a 100-meter-wide anti-fire area so that all over the city.All over the city would not flare up in case of bombing.
で、そこで約7000人の、もちろん大人も働いていたんですが、中学生、女学生が7000人、約7000人の生徒たちがそこで家を壊したり、 そしてそのものを運んだりしていました。
About 7,000 junior high schoolers, high schoolers, female students were working there. About 7,000. And of course, you know, some adults were working there, but there were many, many, many students working there, bringing stuff and bringing down houses in order to make this anti-fire area.
で、その時に被爆した中学生や女学生のうち約6000人が亡くなっています。
And among the 7,000 students who were exposed to the bombing, 6,000 died.
で、その中の一人が先ほどの姉です。
And one of them was my sister that I showed before.
で、その姉は下を向いて靴をうまくちゃんとしようと思ってて、その時に背中を被爆しました。
She was stooping down doing her laces of her shoes, and the atomic bomb was dropped just at the time, so she was burned on her back.
で、白い部分の少し地図の白い部分の広島から少し離れたところにいる姉を父が人づてに聞いて連れて帰りました。
And my father went looking for my sister, and she was in one of these white areas, and finally he found her and brought her back home.
けれど、背中いっぱいに火傷したところには、すごいたくさんのウジ虫がおりました。
She came back home, but when I looked at her on her back, there were numerous numbers of maggots in her burns.
で、皆さんはウジ虫を見たことがあるでしょうか。ある人ちょっと手を挙げてみてください。
Have you ever seen maggots? If you have, please raise your hands.
はい、ありがとうございました。
Thank you.
で、そのウジ虫も小さなんではなくて大きなウジ虫がたくさんおりました。
And these maggots that she had on her back were not tiny ones but really, really big ones. A lot of them in her back.
それは姉だけではなくて、その時に火傷をして、そしていつまでも寝ていた人、いつまでもいた人、早く治療されなかった人のほとんどにウジ虫がいたという話です。
And I understand it was not only my sister, a lot of other people as well who got burnt in the atomic bomb incident.They had to wait for a long time for treatment, so while they were waiting, while they were lying down, theygot infested with maggots.
で、姉は連れて帰りまして、そのウジ虫を取るぐらいしか治療がありません。
And she came back home to us, but the only thing, the only method of treatment available to her was for us to pick the maggots.
で、そのウジ虫がすごくたくさんいるので、隣のウジ虫を取ったら、その隣のウジ虫が皮膚の中の方へ入って、まだ神経の残っている皮膚に食い込むので、すごく痛がりました。
There were just a numerous number of maggots in her bag, and we would pick them. But, you know, because there were so many of them, they were kind of linked together. So if we picked one, this one is kind of linked to a second one.And the second one is linked to a third one, which is digging into her back and digging into the living nerve. So it was very, very painful for her.
で、それで8月の16日、姉はとうとう亡くなりました。
And finally, on August 16th, my sister passed away.
で、姉の死は、やけどによる死ではなくて、放射能の急性原爆症で亡くなったと私は思っています。
And I believe that my sister did not die because of the burns she suffered, but because of the radiation, because of the acute radiation disease that she suffered after the bombing.
で、今度は私自身の話に移りたいと思います。
Now let me come back to myself.
8月6日は大変よく晴れた美しい空をしておりました。
August 6 was a very nice day, very fine day with a beautiful sky.
で、その頃、 日本ではアメリカ敵の飛行機アメリカですが、敵の飛行機が来たら隠れなさいというサイレン、そして敵の飛行機がいなくなったらもういいですよというサイレン、そういうふうに取り決められて私たち子どももよく知っておりました。
During the war time, all of us in Japan, including us children, were well taught about sirens. We were told that we are going to have two kinds of sirens when there are enemy planes over us. Enemy planes meaning American planes. One siren is a signal that we have to go hide ourselves, and the other siren is a signal that the enemy planes are already gone, so we can come out from hiding.
でその朝最初にサイレンが鳴りまして、遊びに行ってはいけない、外に行ってはいけない、隠れておきなさいというサイレンが鳴って、私たちは家におりました。
In that morning on that day we had the first kind of siren and、so we knew that we were not supposed to go out. We were not supposed to go out and play. We were supposed to stay home and hide. So we stayed.
けれどまた次のもういいよというサイレンが鳴って、私と妹はおじのうちに遊びに行きました。
But then the next siren sounded, so that was a different signal. So my younger sister and I decided it was okay now, so we went out to go to my uncle's house.
そのおじのうちは新しいうちで、中庭があって大変美しい家でしたけれど、おばは勉強する部屋を掃除をしておりました。
My uncle's house was a quite new house back then. It was a beautiful house with a beautiful backyard. My aunt was cleaning up a study.
そして部屋の真ん中に子供用の音楽をかける蓄音機を出して、私たちはその音楽を聴いていました。
And in the center of the room, we had a record player there, and we were listening to music played on that player.
その時に B29 がやってきたわけです。
That is the time when B29 came over us.
そして窓の上に上がってその飛行機をよく見ていました。
We climbed up on the windowsill to look at the plane.
で私は窓の枠をこうして持って飛行機を見ていました。
I was holding on to the frame of the window and looking at the plane.
その時に原爆が投下されました。
At that time, the atomic bomb was dropped.
で、光も音も私の記憶の中にありませんが、気がつくと家の中側の土の上におりました。
And I do not remember anything from that bombing. I do not remember any flashing or I do not remember any noise. I seem to have passed out. And when I came to, I was in the earth, in the middle of the backyard.
一緒のところにいたいとこも妹もおばも全部土の上におりました。
The other people that I was with, my cousin, my younger sister, and my aunt were all on the earth, on the ground.
で、その部屋には畳の下の板、そして机2つ、椅子2つ、そして本箱、それらは全部どういう形で吹き飛んだのか分かりませんが、吹き飛んでしまっていました。
And all the other things, the tatami mat in the room, and the wooden plates under the tatami mats, and two chairs and two desks.And the bookcase, all of them, I don't know how, got blown away.
で、おそらく飛び上がった時にそれらが吹き飛んで、そして飛び上がってる時に吹き飛んで、そして土の上に落ちたのかなと思っています。
What I think is, you know, all of us kind of jumped up, including the things, and then we were blown and were dropped onto the ground.
で、幸い家は壊れませんでしたが、外に出てみると石垣のところにおばあさんがいて、そして石垣の中に 挟まれて助けてくれ助けてくれと叫んでおられました。
Fortunately, my uncle's house did not collapse. But when we went outside, we found an old lady who was between the ground and the fallen stone fence. And she was yelling for help.
けれど、その石は重くて助けられません。そうしていると、遠くの方が燃え始めて、そして私は怖くなって妹たちを置いて、少し頭が変になっていたんだと思いますが、妹たちを置いて一人で逃げ始めました。
But the stone fence was too heavy for us to pull up. And I looked around and I saw fires happening in the distance. And I got very scared at the time. And I think I was going a little crazy in my mind.Because I left my younger sister and other people, I just started running, just running away from that.
で、道にはここの皮膚が垂れ下がった人、そして裸に近い人たちが逃げて、幽霊のようにゆるゆると動いて逃げていました。
When I was running on the road, I saw a lot of other people. People with skin hanging from their arms.People who are almost naked, they all looked like ghosts. And these ghost-like people were very, very slowly moving.
で、幸いにも一人で逃げたんですけれども、山の方で、山の近くで、おじ、親戚のおじいさんにぱったりと出会うことができました。
So I was running just by myself, but fortunately I was able to bump into one of my relatives, an old lady, a relative of mine.
で、
I'm sorry, old man, a relative of mine.
それで私は顔全部、そしてこの首のところ、そして手、そういうところをひどく火傷していましたが、体は白い服を着ていたので光を反射して、そして、体は火傷をしませんでした。
And I was burnt myself. I was burned all over my face and my neck and my hands. However, my body was protected because I was wearing a white dress and that white dress reflected the light and protected my body from getting burned.
で、左の目からはずっと海が長く長く出て、母たちはこの目は、右の目はもう見えなくなるんではないかと心配をしたそうです。
And pus was oozing out of my right eye. It just lasted for a long, long time. And my mother and other family members were really worried and they thought probably I would lose sight in my right eye.
1946年か7年頃、父が少し離れた町から大変よく効くという薬を買ってきてくれました。
In 1946 or 7, my father bought a medicine from a town which was a little away from my hometown, a medicine which they said would be very effective for my treatment.
で、その薬をこう母や姉たちがつけてくれたんですが、その薬をこうつけ始めると、みるみるというか、日に日に、良くなりました。
And it really worked. My mother and my sisters applied a medicine on my skin, and as soon as I put that medicine on my skin, I could really feel improvement daily.
で、やけどであるなり、ガラスで切った傷なり、それらは年月が経てば薬をつければ治ります。けれど、体の中に入った放射性物質は何年経っても体の中で新しい病気を起こしています。
Burns and glass injuries, injuries made by glass pieces, they heal. If you put medicine on them, they heal. Maybe it takes a little while, but they heal. But the radiation that went into your body, it stays there and it creates new diseases later on.
原爆による病気は 原爆を受けてない人には絶対に出ないという病気ではありません。がんにしても白血病にしても甲状腺ホルモン低下症にしてもどの病気でもどなたにも起こる病気ですけれども、被爆者にはその数が大変多く発生しているということです。
Diseases that are caused by the atomic bomb are not diseases that only occur in people who were exposed to the A-bomb. These diseases include cancer, leukemia, and thyroid hormone problems. These occur in other people as well. However, among A-bomb survivors, the rate of these diseases is quite high.
私は13年くらい前に髪の毛がすごく抜ける、この辺の毛もなくなる、そして、立ってこんなにして立っておることもできない、歩くときは物を持たなければ歩けない、座るときも背もたれがなければ座れない、そして声も全然出なくなって、そういう何かわけのわからない病気になりました。
About 13 years ago, I started to suffer from a very strange condition. I started to lose my hair on my head, as well as on my body, on my arms. And I was not able to stand up. And when I walked, I had to lean on something. I was not able to walk just like now. And even when I sat down, I had to have some back for my back so that I could, you know, lean on it.And I lost my voice as well.
いろいろ調べてもらったら、甲状腺のホルモンが大変少ししか出ていない、ほとんど出ていない甲状腺ホルモン低下症という病気になっていました。
And I went to a doctor and a lot of testing investigationwas done, and it was ruled that I was suffering from very little thyroid hormones. I was not producing, secreting enough thyroid hormones.
それでお医者さんがそれを見つけてくれて、そして薬を飲んでいれば、このようにアメリカまででもこうして旅行ができるようになっています。
And thanks to the doctor who...found out the cause of my condition, and he put me on medication, and thanks to the medication as well, I am doing okay now, and here I am now in America.
私たち被爆者は同じような思いを世界のどこにも、もう被爆者は作らないでほしい、同じような思いをする人たちを産んではいけない、作ってはいけないというふうに願っています。
It is the hope of us, Hibakusha, that we are not going to create any more Hibakusha anywhere in the world. We don't want anybody to have the same suffering again.
ある本の中にこのようなことも書いてありました。人は戦争によって人を殺すために生まれたわけではない。戦争に行って人を殺すためにまたは殺されるために生まれたわけではない。あなたは平和を築くために、素晴らしい社会を作るために生まれたんだ。そのようにあなたは生きなさいと、ある母親が息子に言ったそうです。
I read this in a book. We are not born in order to go to war and kill people.We are not born to go to war and to kill people and to be killed. But we are born so that we can build peace and we can build excellent society. This was said to a son by his mother.
私たちは新しい時代の人たちです。だから我々の力で核兵器をなくして世界中の人が安心して生活できるように、そして核兵器をなくする力になるように皆さんと一緒にできたらいいなと思っております。成長ありがとうございました。
we live in a new age, and we are responsible for abolishing nuclear weapons, and we are responsible for creating a world where people can live at peace with a sense of security, and we're hoping to be of help in doing that. Thank you very much.
こんばんは。
Good evening.
私は1931年生まれまして、今年77歳になります。
I was born in 1931, and I am 77 years old this year.
で、私の体験はプリントにしておりますが、そこに書いてないことを少しお話しさせていただきたいと思います。
My experience is also written in the handouts as well, but now I would like to talk about something that is not included in the handout.
1945年には私は女学校の2年生でした。
In 1945, I was in the second grade of a girls' high school.
その年は、日本の戦争がもう末期になっておりまして、日本の若者は、みんな戦争に行っておりましたので、労働力がないため、学生も工場に行って鉄砲の弾を作ったり、また先ほどの茅重さんのお姉さんのように、動員に出ておりました。
At around that time, Japan was very close to the end of the war, and a lot of young men had been mobilized to go to the war. Therefore, in Japan, there was not a lot of labor or people, you know, who could work left. So a lot of students were mobilized to do the work, including us.And we were mobilized to make bullets. And we were mobilized to do some construction, like the sister that she talked about before.
私の学校は8月の5日から爆心地から500メートル以内のところで建物疎開作業の後片付けの作業をしておりました。
Students of my school,were also mobilized, and starting on August 5th, we were in the area which was within 500 meters away from the epicenter.
で、私は5日の日は行きましたけど、6日はお腹を痛くして休んで、爆心地から4キロ離れた家の中にいました。
On the 5th, I went to that area to do the work with my with my friends. However, on the next day, on August the 6th, I had a stomachache. So I did not go and I stayed home, which was 4 kilometers away from the epicenter.
で、初めに、私の話をする前に、そこに行っていた生徒たちがどのような形で亡くなっていったかということを少しお話しさせていただきます。
And before I talk about myself, I'd like to talk about how these students who were there, my friends, died.
原爆投下は奇襲攻撃でしたから、作業をしていた子、それ、とか休憩に入っていた生徒もいました。で、休憩に入っていた子どもが救護されて、お母さんに見つけ出されて、そこでお話しした、お母さんに話したことを、お母さんが手記に書いたことを少し紹介します。
Atomic bomb attack was a surprise attack. When it happened, some of the students were working, but some of the students were taking a break.And now I'm going to talk about what was written by these students who were on break and they survived and they talked about their experiences to the mothers and the mothers put them down to words.
で、1時間ほど作業しまして休憩に入り、で、友達が 空からきれいなものが3つほど落ちてくるというので、みんなできれいきれいと言いながら見ていました。
We worked for about an hour and then we had a break. And during the break time, a friend pointed out up into the sky and said, well, there is something coming down, something very beautiful.So when I looked up, there were three things coming down, looking very beautiful. So everybody was looking up, saying, oh, how beautiful.
それは通信機だったんです。落下傘につけて落とされました。その一つが今、広島の原爆資料館に展示されておりますけど、その通信機から原爆、広島に落とした原爆が成功したということを知らしたと言われております。
And these three things actually were communication devices. And it is said that these communication devices were used by the US side to tell the US government that the atomic bomb drop was a success. And one of them is now exhibited in the A-bomb Museum in Japan.
でそれまで広島に何度も飛行機は飛んできましたけれども、一度も爆撃を受けたことがないので、みんな落下傘が落ちてきてもきれいきれいと言って見ているような様子でした。
We had seen planes before, but up until that time, we had never had air raids. So we saw.The plane, and we also saw these communication devices, you know, coming down on a parachute. But we had no idea. We were just looking at them, saying how beautiful they were.
その時にピカッと光って、とっさに目を押さえて耳に親指を入れて伏せたそうです。
And that girl, when she and her friends were looking up, there was a flash of light, and they had to.They had to scoop down. They had to cover their eyes and put their fingers into their ears.
で、気がつくと、体の上に建物の、が乗って、そして頭にかぶってた帽子、麦わら帽子に火がついていたそうです。
And when she came to, she was under a building, and she had a hat on. It was a straw hat, but the straw hat was on fire.
長い時間かかってそこから這い出して周りを見るとみんな目の玉が飛び出してそれで目を押さえた子供が3人だけ目が開いてたといいます。
She took a long time to crawl out from under the building and finally she came out of the buildingShe came from under the building and then she looked around and she saw her friends and the students around and most of them had their eyes popped out. She only had three other students who had their eyes intact. These were the students who covered up their eyes in time.
その3人は逃げていきましたが途中で一人もう逃げることができないと言ってそこにとどまりまたもう一人も川まで行って逃げることができなかった最後の一人だけが救助されていったわけですけれどもみんな目の飛び出た子どもたちは逃げることができなくて後から火が回ってきて生きたまま焼き殺されました。
So these three students who still had their eyes intact ran. But one of them said, I cannot run any longer, so she stayed somewhere on the way. And two of them kept running. But another one also lost the energy when they reached the river, so she stayed there. And only the last one escaped and she got rescued. But they ran at least. But the other students whose eyes were popped outThey didn't have any eyesight, so they were not able to run. And fires were happening all around them. And because they were not able to run, they were burned alive.
約550人、 そこに行っておりましたけれども、家族に見つけ出された人は10人にも足らなかったと言います。
And it is said that approximately 550 students were mobilized on that day in that area, but it was only 10 or less of them who were finally found by their families.
で、1931年というのは日本が戦争を15年間行いました。戦争を始めた年なんです。そして亡くなった子どもは1945年の8月、一番長く生きた子が8月13日まででしたから、この子たちは戦争の中でしか生きることができなくて、そして自分が生きた証を何も残すことなく亡くなってきました。
1931, that's when I was born, is also the year when Japan started a 15-year war. So the last student who was exposed to the radiation, to the atomic bomb in 1945, she died on August 13. So some of these students lived only in war.
で、休んでいた私は4キロ離れた家の中に家族全員でいまして、そしてピカッと光ったので、何が起こったんだろうと、で、家から2キロ北にあるガスタンクが爆撃されたと思いました。
And I was staying away. I was staying at home on that dayAnd my house was 4 kilometers away from the epicenter. And I was with my family, all of my family. And then we had that flash of light. We had no idea what happened, so we were wondering. But we thought, you know, probably the gas tank, which was 2 kilometers to the north of our house, was attacked.
で、私は外に飛び出して北の空を見ましたら、火の柱、木の玉、火球が浮き上がっているところでした。
So I rushed out of the house and looked at the northern sky, and I saw this huge fire pillar going up.
これはアメリカ軍の3機飛んできた原爆を積んだ飛行機と、それから先ほどの通信機を積んだ飛行機、そして後の1機が民間機で偵察機だったんですね。で、その飛行機が1時間後に瀬戸内海の上空から映したものです。ですから十数キロ離れたところから映された写真です。
This is a picture taken by a private US plane. There were three planes which came flying over Hiroshima on that day. One of them was a plane which was carrying the bombAnd the second plane was carrying the communication device, which I talked about, the communication device which came down. And the last plane was a private plane. It was kind of a surveyor plane. And this picture was taken from above the Seto Naikai area, which is an inland sea area. And that is about 12, 13 kilometers away from Hiroshima.
このキノコ雲は一日中広島市の上空にありまして、そして爆弾が落とされた時に爆風で広島中 その土ほこりを全部、家が倒れたりして吹き上げたんですね。それによって太陽の光線を遮ったんです。だから核の冬と言われるように、その真っ暗になってきました。
This is a mushroom cloud which occurred after the atomic bombing. This cloud was all over the Hiroshima area throughout the day. When the atomic bomb was dropped, very, very strong winds occurred, explosive winds occurred.And those winds, and also houses, houses collapsed and all the dust came up and all the dust, you know, the cloud has all the dust and because of the dust, you know, included in this cloud, there were so many of them, lots of particles. The sunlight was totally blacked out. It was sunlight was very severely blocked. And as it is said, it is very expressed in the term nuclear winter, but it was totally black after the bombing.
で、熱によって熱が上昇して、それで雨が降ってきたんですね。その雨に放射線を含んだ塵が降ってきました。それを今、黒い雨と言っております。
And because of the bombing, there was a lot of heat, and heat goes up, and because of the heat going up, we had rain coming down. But that rain included a lot of radiation particles. This rain is called black rain.
で、その塵の降る中をみんなが幽霊のような格好をして逃げてきました。
And a lot of people come running, looking like ghosts in the rain or radiation particles.
私の家は救護所になりまして、50人くらい被爆者が逃げてきました。怪我をした人が逃げてきました。
My house became kind of an emergency rescue center. And we had approximately 50 people coming to a house looking for help.
で、その日は大変やけどのひどかった人、翌日、もいましたけれども、そのやけどはひどくても、まだ虫の息ではあっても生きておりましたけれども、無傷で逃げてきた人の中に亡くなっている人がいました。
And among these people, you know, some of them were really severely burned. But on the next day, you know, those people who were severely burned were still alive. You know, they were barely alive, but they were still there. But some of these people who were not burned, they looked quite intact on the surface. Some of them were dead on the next day.
でそれはまあ初期放射線の影響だろうと思っております。
And I believe it was because of the radiation.
で私の家族はみんな自分たちは怪我もしてないから救護活動をしました。
And my family, because we were not injured, we helped these people.
ウジ虫がたくさん発生するのでそれを箸で取ってあげたりそして亡くなった人を焼きました死体を焼きましたその死体を焼く日の晩を私は毎日続けました
So me and my family tended these injured people. We helped them by picking up maggots from the burns.And also because there were so many people dying and there were so many bodies as well, we had to do something about it and we had to incinerate them in the field. And it was my responsibility to make sure that these bodies were properly incinerated. I did that. It was my job and I did it every day.
家族の中で3歳年上の姉が一番に病気になりました。
And among my family, my sister, who was 3 years older, became sick first.
原爆のことを新型爆弾と言っておりましたけど、その新型爆弾で負傷した人と同じような症状が出てきました。
At the time, we called the atomic bomb a new bomb. And my sister started to show symptoms.Which were quite similar to those symptoms of the people who were injured by the bombing.
で、お医者さんは今まで見たことのない病気ですから、分からなくて、腸チフスだから隔離しなさいと言いましたけれども、家族全員が同じ状態で、血便が出る、下痢をする、熱が出る、そういうことだったもんですから、あまり深刻に考えておりませんでしたけど、その姉は12月の末まで寝込みました。
And the doctor looked at my sister, but you know, it was something quite new to him as well. So he had no idea. He didn't know what diagnosis he should have for my sister. He thought it was typhoid. So he said that she had to be isolated. However, it was not only her who was having the symptoms. All of us were having the similar symptoms. We were having blood in our stool. We were having diarrhea. We were running fevers as well. So because all of us were having the same symptoms, more or less, we did not take it very seriously. But my sister was the hardest hit, and she had to be in bed until the end of December.
私も17、8歳の頃から貧血がひどくたびたび倒れるようになり、そして病院に行って検査してもらいましたところ、白血球の減少があるし貧血はひどいだけど、原爆との関係はないというふうに診断されました。
And I started to suffer severe anemia around when I was about 17 or 18. So I went to a hospital for testing, and I was told that my white blood count was low, and I was suffering from anemia. But I was told that that had nothing to do with the atomic bomb.
で、それはアメリカ軍の発表しましたになると、原爆被害は、2キロ以内で、それ以外で被爆した人には影響はないと言っていました。
At the time, the U.S. Army said that only those people who were within 2 kilometers of the epicenter were affected, and other people who were outside that 2-kilometer area were not affected the atomic bomb.
で、ここに写真を展示しておりますけれども、初め発表されましたのは建物の被害が一番多くて、それから急性放射線被害で亡くなる人はもう9月の終わりまでに亡くなって、今亡くなっている人はいないというふうに報道されていましたので、私どもも原爆の影響でないと思いながらも、一方では原爆と関係があるのではないかなという気持ちで暮らしておりました。
Around that time, you can see these pictures, but in the press, it was said that the most damage was with buildings, houses and buildings and everything. And then people who suffered from acute radiation diseases were already dead by the end of September. So that was what people believed through news release, newspapers, magazines. And that is why we thought our condition was not the result of the atomic bomb. But at the same time, we kind of had a gut feeling that, yes, this has to do with the atomic bomb.
どうしました?父親は胃がんで、母親は肺がんで、今、すぐ上の姉は膀胱がん、父と母はもう亡くなりましたが、姉は一緒に被爆しました。姉は一人は心臓、二人とも心臓を患ってるんですが、一人はそれに膀胱がんを発生してます。
My family who were carrying the atomic bomb victims on that day and also in the following weeks, my fatherdied of stomach cancer, and my mother also died from lung cancer, and my two sisters, both of them have a heart condition, but on top of that, one of them is now suffering from bladder cancer.
私は学校を休んで生き残ったことを非常に負い目に感じて、原爆に関することを一切聞くことも話すことも物を読むこともシャットアウトしてきました。
I survived because I was staying away from school activities because I was staying home on that day. And I felt very bad about it that only I survived. So for a long time, I did not allow myself to hear about atomic bomb or talk about atomic bomb or read about atomic bomb.
で、被爆19年後に初めて被爆手記集というのを読みました。それは私の先輩が妹さんのことを書いてたんです。その妹さんは学校の一級下で、19年経っても未だに行方不明、どこでどのように亡くなったかわからないというふうに書かれておりました。そしてその最後にちょうどベトナム戦争の頃だったと思いますけれども、また証拠にもなく戦争をしている人がする人がいる。私たちはもう本当に戦争を、戦争をこの世界中から戦争をなくし、核兵器を廃絶しなければならない。そのことを訴えていかなきゃならないんだということを書いていたので、それで私はやっと目が覚めました。
19 years after the atomic bomb experience, I happened to come to a memoir written by a woman whose younger sister became missing on August 6th, on the day of atomic bomb. She was 1 year younger than this lady. And she is missing.And she's still looking. She doesn't know what happened to her. She's not here now. I read her memoir. And towards the end of the book, she mentioned the Vietnam War and said, I mean, even we had this terrible, terrible experience with the war, but there are still people who are out there still doing war, still fighting, you know, and still killing. And she said in the book that we must stop this. We must abolish. We must get rid of war. We must make sure that there are no more nuclear weapons on the face of the globe. I read this memoir, and for the first time, I came to understand that I had some responsibility.
真実を知るまでに随分時間はかかりましたけれども、知ったら行動しなければならないと思いました。で、今回も本当にお招きいただきまして、それでアメリカはまだ核兵器を持っている国ですから、どうかこの核兵器を保有している国の若い人に、人類と核兵器は共存できないということを知っていただきたいと思ってここに参りました。どうもありがとうございました。
And it took me a long time to come to know the truth. But once I know the truth, I had to do something. That's why I am doing this. And fortunately, I got the opportunity to be invited to your country this time. And your country has nuclear weapons. And here I am. I am giving this presentation to your young people with the hope that you do understand that humanity and nuclear weapons cannot coexist. Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.